glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near.
Well, welcome everyone to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's New Year's Eve. It's December 31st, 2012. Wow! We've made it through the whole year, everybody, and we begin a new year tomorrow. I love new starts. I love new mornings, new days, new weeks, new months, and a new year. So let's make 2013 one of our best ever. Let's draw near to God, as the scriptures say, so He'll draw near to us. And those of you that are maybe far from God, don't worry. God will pursue you. God desires to have an intimate relationship with each and every one of us. And it's because of His character, His love, His goodness, His mercy, His grace, that He'll continue to hound each and every one of us till we come to that point of knowing Him through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So my prayer for you for this new year is that you will draw near to God and entertain that idea that He loves you, that He cares for you, and that He desires to work in and through you. That's what I'm praying for myself, and I pray that for you today. And before I introduce my special guest on the phone, and I'm a little sick here, and so as I was thinking this weekend, as I spent a lot of time in bed, who could I call up on Monday, and who could talk a lot to cover me? Because my nose is kind of stuffed. I don't know if you can tell. And I'm finally getting out of bed, and I thought, Kevin Mills, I haven't talked with him for a long time. So, Kevin, I'm going to introduce you in just a second. I know you're traveling along, so are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, and we kidded that if you talk real slow, maybe I can milk 2 days out of this program, you know, today and tomorrow. So we'll see how that goes. But I do want to share with our listeners some of the cuts from your latest CD, Traveling Through. And in fact, you are traveling through. I know you left North Dakota recently, and you're traveling through our area, and you're heading towards Virginia Beach. So I'm going to talk all about that, some of the things God's doing in your life, some of your new music, and some other things that God's doing in and through you. But first, let me recap a few things, because I've had a pretty busy schedule the last few days, and I just want to highlight again, we're in our series called Rabbi Jesus. Friday night, we had a room full again. It was a great bunch. Pastor Jason Schiffo took us through the Sermon on the Mount, and it was a great study. And our next study will be in another like week and a half, 2 weeks, January 11th, everyone. So you're all invited to this community Bible study. The theme is Rabbi Jesus. And we'll be studying another portion of Scripture on January 11th. That's a Friday night at 6:30 p.m. at the Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet, Illinois. Yay, Illini, they won on Saturday. It was fun watching that. Sunday, watched the Bears win. I was in bed most of all Sunday, and that was great. But the Vikings pulled it off with no time left on the clock and beat the Green Bay Packers, so that knocked the Bears off of the playoffs. So that was a sad day, but thank you, God, for the ability to just rest and relax and lay in bed. And hopefully by tomorrow I'll be all healed up for this new year. But special thanks to Lolita. Lolita has volunteered on Thursday and Friday for this radio ministry and is helping me with some of the details for our March trip to the Holy Land. We're going to have a nice small group. I think we have 17 people signed up. We're hoping to have 20 or maybe 25 at the most. And if you're interested at all at learning more about serving on our Serve and Learn trip to the Holy Land, March 2nd through the 13th, you can stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org, and go to our Israel Trips link and learn some of the special humanitarian projects we're going to do. And then we're going to also tour throughout the land. Eitan Ratov will be our guide. It's going to be a great trip, and more to say about that in the coming days. But it's about 60, 62 days away. We'll be heading to the Holy Land, so I'm excited about that. And thank you, Lolita, who's come and served and helped me out with some of the arrangements for that trip. And then finally, today's the last day if you want to have a tax-deductible gift on your 2012 taxes. You need to get that envelope postmarked today, so you need to get to the post office today or call in a donation. As you know, we're 100% listener-supported, so each and every dime, nickel, dollar helps us pay for the ministry costs so that we can proclaim the good news message of Jesus 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And being 100% listener-supported, it's really up to you to help us with all the ministry expenses. So if you'd like to be a part of our giving team, you can write to us at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can call in a donation using your credit card at 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Or you can go to our website, greatnewsradio.org. And if you have a PayPal account or want to just do a donation online, greatnewsradio.org. And you can click on our donation button right on the front page there and make a donation that way. And for our Indiana listeners or those out of state, an 800 number for you to call in is 1-888-333-9466. That's 1-888-333-9466. All right, Kevin, I know you can be a talker because you love to share what God's doing in your life, your gift of music and ministry and the different things you've been doing. But before I have you share a little more, I have a number of favorites off your past two CDs. One is called Angels Watching Over Me. And so I'm going to play a little of that. I just love the style of the song. I love just the flavor of it, the message of it. It's a fun one. And after that, I'm going to have you comment a little about that song and then your new project calling Traveling Through. And isn't it ironic that you literally are traveling through now, heading from North Dakota to your new home in Virginia Beach? And I want to hear about your new bride, Amanda. I guess it's going to be 2 years this coming January, but we haven't talked for a long time. So with me on the phone is Kevin Mills. Here's Angels Watching Over Me off of Kevin Mills' second CD called Kevin Mills 2.
It's all night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all night, all day, angels watching over me. Well, it's all night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all night, all day, angels watching over me. Well, I went down to the valley to pray. Angels watching over me, my Lord. My soul got happy. I stayed all day. Angels watching over me. It's all night, all day. Angels watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all night, all day. Angels watching over me.
Now when my heart is sad and blue,
angels watching over me, my Lord.
Ooh, I call on him to see me through.
Angels watching over me.
Oh.
All night, all day. Angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day. Angels watching over me.
Well, if you get there before I do,
angels watching over me, my Lord.
Tell all my friends I'm coming too.
Angels watching over me. All night, all day.
All night.
Angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all
Kevin, I just love that song. It's just so creative and fun. And I'm sure you had an interesting time recording that with those other brothers.
That was one of those songs that when we went into the studio to do it, we thought we're going to have fun with it. And so we actually brought in random people just to clap, just to clap. We tell them, listen, just stand here in the studio by the microphone, clap. And at one point, the producer that was co-producing with me, he said, I've got this dehumidifier here. He said, I wonder what it would sound like if I used a guitar pick and ran it across the front of the dehumidifier grate. So if you listen really carefully, it sounds a little like a washboard, but that's actually a dehumidifier grate being played with a guitar pick. And anyways, we had fun. I mean, of course, the message of the song aside, we had a blast with it. But when I first heard the song, it was by the Oak Ridge Boys, and I just thought it was an incredible song. It had an incredible message. And it's just a feel-good song and a reminder that no matter where we are, the Lord's watching out for us. He has his angels watching for us no matter what we are or what we're doing. He's got an eye over us. It's a comfort to know.
Well, it's been an interesting relationship you and I have had because I feel like kindred spirits. As soon as we connected up to arrange to time this so while you're on the road you could call in and we could talk, but it's like I know you've stayed here before and you've sang with the Singing Men of GNN, and the guys over and over again will say, hey, is Kevin ever going to come back and sing with us? And I know there was some possibilities, you know, scheduling is always kind of an issue, but that's going to happen again. But I've loved your passion for God's Word, your desire to communicate the good news message, whether it's on stage where you present and share and sing or just one-on-one. You have a pastor's heart, and you're just kind of like an all-around good guy. It's just been fun getting to know you, but I've not got to meet your wife, Amanda, and now you're going to be married 2 years. So tell me a little about that journey, because I know at one point when you were here, we were praying about the fact that maybe God would raise up that forever bride for you someday and how you felt at peace with him where he had you, but yet you would like to be married. So tell me, Husbandry 101 would say there's obviously some good things about Amanda that drew you to her. Tell me about her.
Yes, well, especially since she's sitting in the back seat behind me, I really have to watch what I say because she can smack me quite easily. But it's interesting. I forgot that we had had that conversation, Mark, but as soon as you mentioned it, I remember it very well. And, I mean, for me, it was always my heart's desire to find the one and to find just someone that I could spend my life with. And really, for me, my approach to marriage was always along the lines of, I heard it best in this phrase, that marriage marriage wasn't meant to make you happy, it was meant to make you holy. And, I mean, I preface this with, you know, we've only been married 2 years, so I don't want any of our listeners to think at all that I'm approaching this from I've arrived and know of what I'm speaking of, but just in our 2 years of experience, certainly there's been a lot of happiness, but I was really blessed and fortunate to be marrying someone as well who is approaching marriage in the sense of saying, you know what, this is certainly about us, you know, loving to spend time together and wanting to spend the rest of our lives together. But even deeper, this is about really how can the marriage institution develop the character of Christ within us. And so it's been awesome. Amanda owned a restaurant up in Canada. And so for all of the ladies who've been told that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, I'm proof of that. Her patty melts is what made me fall in love with her.
How's she do with oysters and clams and some of that seafood that you like?
She tried it once, and that was pretty well the extent of it. But actually, you know, funny enough, because, I mean, we moved to Virginia Beach like a month after we were married. So there's a lot of, you know, a lot of seafood being by the Atlantic and all that. But we actually go crabbing probably like once a week in the summer. So, I mean, actually, her mother was out visiting us last summer, and we took her out crabbing. It was fun. It's fun. I got to protect my mother-in-law from getting pinched, and, you know, that's always that always earns brownie points.
Now, I know on this new CD that you recently released, Traveling Through by Kevin Mills, Amanda sings or accompanies you on the 11th song, A Living Prayer, I believe. But I think there's another song that talks about that marital relationship. So which of the two should I maybe introduce to our radio listening family?
You know what? Both songs are actually very significant for both of us, in the sense that the one that you referred to firstly, the Living Prayer, is a song that was written by Ron Block. Many, many people have heard of Alison Krauss of Union Station. It's the banjo player, Ron Block, their banjo player that wrote the song. Alison Krauss sang it. That's where I first heard it. And it's a song talking about the importance of when we live our lives really need to be a living prayer. We can get so caught up and make things so complicated in what does it look like to live a life that's glorifying to God. But at the end of the day, it really is summed up in us keeping an ear open to the Lord, keeping an ear open to the Holy Spirit and saying, listen, with whatever I'm doing today, whatever vocation I'm in, whatever position I'm in, what can I do excellently and what can I do in a way that's glorifying to God, so that my life can ultimately be a living prayer each and every day. And so this is a song that me and Amanda sang, and we still sing it whenever we're doing concerts. She, fortunately, we're able to travel together, and we do this song as a duet, as we did it on the album. It's a beautiful, beautiful song.
So here's a living prayer off of Kevin Mills' third CD, Traveling Through.
In this world, I walk alone, with no place to call my home. But there's one who holds my hand, the rugged road through a barren land. The way is dark, the road is steep, but he's become my eyes to see, the strength to climb, my griefs to bear. The Savior lives inside me there. In your love I find release, a haven from my unbelief. Take my life and let me be a living prayer, my God, to thee.
In these trials of life I find another
Wow, that is a sweet one. I appreciate just even hearing some of the background information. And isn't it true that as we draw near to God, as we pray to Him, that our lives can be that open book, that prayer, that fragrance of Christ to people? And I love your commitment to Amanda and your desire for both of you to bring glory to God and to be able to travel together and witness together and share your lives and your marriage with everyone. But I also know you mentioned that there was another song on the CD. I think it's number 7, You're My Best Friend?
Yes.
Now, that mentions children. Is there something that I don't know about you two right now?
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
You know, I tell people what we have currently is a little Jack Russell Terrier. And I tell people, couples like us, what happens is when we're still too afraid to actually have kids, we get a small dog and start dressing them up and taking them places. So it's the next logical step to actually taking the big step to have kids, but we're slowly getting to that point.
Yeah, Amanda probably wanted to first see, like, does he feed the dog? Will he take the dog out? Is he responsible enough with this pet to make, you know, the next stage, the commitment for a child?
Yeah, most importantly, do you take the dog for walks, you know, outside? Can you clean up the dog? Yeah, all those kind of things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, tell me a little about the song, You're My Best Friend.
This was a song that was originally done by Don Williams, a country singer. And when I first heard it, I fell in love with it just for the simple fact that it's a song talking about the beauty of the marriage relationship. It's the beauty of the love that God meant for a husband and wife to be able to share with each other. And a lot of times, I know for me, I would do songs that were religiously based or religiously focused on our relationships with God, on our relationship with the Lord. But I thought, you know, here's a relationship that God instituted that we see it in action and many of us participate in each and every day. Why don't we include a song that deals with that as well? This is a gift from God. So when we were doing this album, this was a song that was very dear to my heart, and actually, too, a song that I performed at our wedding, me and Amanda's wedding. And so it's a song that not only personally is very significant, but also significant to me and Amanda, and we just love the song.
Well, I'm going to close out with this song. How can people get in touch with you or purchase copies of Traveling Through by Kevin Mills?
Probably the easiest way is the website, Kevin Mills, KevinMills.net. Or just put Kevin Mills into Google. It should be the first site that pops up. We're also on iTunes. You know, you go on your phone, you can get them that way. But the website's the best way to get the physical album. Also, there's my phone number on there as well. And so you can drop me an email, order it off the website, call me, any of the above.
Well, Kevin, I'm going to ask you to stay on the line so maybe you can join us for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, and maybe we can get Amanda on the line, realizing it'll be New Year's Day 2013. But this way I can say, hey, I've already had you on both years. So so stay around. It's appropriate that you're traveling through because your CD is entitled Traveling Through by Kevin Mills. And I appreciate our friendship, and I look forward to talking with Amanda on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
In this world, I walk alone, with no place to call my home. But there's one who holds my hand, the rugged road through a barren land. The way is dark, the road is steep, but he's become